Couple of games against JVs coming up here in the next week for the Lady Pirates of North Central Missouri College. They have really a lot of attention, and rightfully so, is going to go on these two region games because that's going to decide seeding down the stretch here, and those are still a week away. Week from tonight, Metropolitan here for the final regular season home game of the season, then that trip to St. Louis on the 22nd. But all in all, and we knew that. We talked about this last week, Coach Croy, that the trip to Moberly would be difficult on Monday, and it was. But other than that, you took care of your business on three games all on the road in the last week. That's kind of a grueling stretch for the ladies.
Yeah, it has been a decent stretch. You know, we knew Monday night would be a huge test. You know, Moberly is a top Division I program, and we knew that going in. And so, you know, I thought we competed pretty well with them, you know, for three quarters. We got within 10 in the third and then got in a little bit of foul trouble, and they started hitting some big shots. But, you know, we did well Saturday at Metropolitan, you know, and then took care of business last night at Marshalltown.
Yeah, and then that game on Saturday, we'll start the conversation there because, and we talked about this after the game, that if you go 0-2 in region play, you're sitting at a possible 3 seed. Doesn't mean you can't win the whole thing, but it's going to be tough from a 3 seed. You got to win back-to-back nights. Now you can look at it and say, okay, we're on a roll. If we can take care of business next week, got a chance to rally for the 1 seed.
Yeah, we do. And I think, you know, I think they realize that. I think they, you know, were disappointed in how we played against St. Louis, and I think we took that little kind of chip on our shoulder with us into Metropolitan, and you know, Leslie and I both preach to them more and more about you know, what it means in region standings. And so I thought we played with the energy we needed to play with, the intensity we needed to play with the entire game, and you know, we do that and good things happen. And so you know, it was a big win for us on the road, and now we've got to make sure we take care of Metropolitan at home next week, and then at St. Louis the following Saturday.
It's one of the more interesting things about this team, Coach, that I feel like that their high end is right up there with any of the teams that you've had over the last decade plus, but they've also had a game here and there, and St. Louis being an example of that, where you just kind of scratch your head. So, yeah, there's a little bit of inconsistency there, and you hope that they solve that here in mid-February a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a huge amount of inconsistency, to be honest. And so we've got to find a way to be consistent and play consistent night in and night out, even throughout a game, putting four quarters together. So, you know, I think hopefully, you know, it's getting late in our season now. You know, we have Park JV on Friday night and turn around and play Tuesday against CMU JV. We need those to be good for us. We've got to bring our intensity to those games and really work together. We're better when we're running the floor and sharing the ball. You know, we're trying to make the girls realize that, you know, coming down the floor, we want to look to score quick, but if it's not there, we don't force it. And, you know, we've got to get a good ball reversal, and everybody's got to get touches.
You know, it sounds easier to do than actually do it because, you know, everybody's good at this time of year. And if you're playing for season survival, the games are intense. But if you can find a way to get a number one seed, and, you know, you talk about just, you know, stressing the importance of region games, if you just look at it and extrapolate it out, if you get a number one seed, you got to win two games. One of them would be at the Ketchum Center to get to the national tournament. That's a difficult task, but yet that's something that you can see that you could envision the girls doing when they get to March.
Right. You know, and I think, you know, I think they kind of see that. They've asked some questions lately about, you know, how does this all work and you know, what happens, and you know, I think they'll go in to our region tournament with confidence, you know, especially if we can settle down next week and get ourselves, you know, a one seed's huge because being three teams in the region now, that one seed gets the bye, and you only play the championship game, and so you don't have to play, you know, a play-in game, so to speak. So, you know, we've got to make sure we take care of business against Penn Valley at home and then against St. Louis at St. Louis.
You know, folks asked me last night or even this morning because, yeah, and I compare it to NCAA. I think it's maybe a little bit different, but even with junior college, the difference between Division I and Division II is this, that I called a men's game last night, and our top three or four men's players, you could easily put them on Indian Hills, and they're going to be some of the top players for Indian Hills. But Indian Hills in the men's game last night, this goes back to, you know, your game at Moberly too. When you get down to the bench, the depth is what really it really stresses you when you play a top-notch Division I team, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're, you know, usually see them bigger, faster, stronger, you know, from their number one player to their number 12 player, you know, and you know, that's tough to do, I think, always at our level. But at the Division I level, you know, the difference is scholarship money, and you know, they can bring kids in and give them full rides the whole time, you know, every single kid. And so that makes a big difference on the caliber of kid you can get.
No question. Marshalltown last night, Coach. I would say that the weather was just barely good enough that you can make that trip, you know, for the men and the women, and get back. I was on the men's bus, and yeah, you know, a little bit hairy at times, but did a good job of getting back. So you got the trip in, and you know, good thing is you get to Marshalltown and you took care of your business and you got a road W.
Yeah, we did, and you know, we got off to a slow start, but then, you know, settled in the second quarter and started pushing ball up the floor and getting good looks at the basket and moving the ball well. You know, we got good minutes from everybody. We were able to get everybody on the court, and you know, it's a good night when that happens, and they get excited for each other, and it was just a good team win. And so, you know, we were able to come out of there with the win and make it home safely, like you said.
Yeah, and the other thing I noticed too, and I was, you know, I was updating our website with the story of the last three games this morning, and yeah, as nice as the win was Saturday, and you mentioned it, I said, what is one thing you could be improved? And you go, turnovers. And I was just looking at the score sheet from Saturday, and there are way too many turnovers, and that was cut down significantly last night.
That's something. We just get in a hurry, I think, and we kind of predetermine what we're going to do with the ball before we let things develop. And so I don't know if that's just a result of a lot of young kids as guards with the ball in their hands, or what. So we've gotten better in some games, minus Monday night against Moberly, but you know, we've got to make sure we can't predetermine where the ball's going to go, and we've got to make better reads, you know, against teams that are going to throw different defenses at us. We just have to handle that pressure
well. And I just noticed this too, because she had 20 of them on Saturday. If you can get Kennedy Kiefer to get 19 rebounds last night, 20 rebounds, 20 points on Saturday. Boy, is her game really flourishing here in February, Coach?
It is. She's absolutely dominating rebounding inside, and that's what we need her to do. you know, that's, she's pursuing the ball on the rebound, going and getting it, and she's strong. And so, you know, that's showing right now. And I think, you know, as a team, our team rebound totals have been pretty big each game. And so we've got to continue to do that and control the boards. And we tell them a lot, you know, if we win the battle of rebounds, you know, most likely we're going to win the game. And rebounding is a lot of heart and a lot of want to. And so, you know, Kennedy has that. She just goes after it, gets the rebound. And as you can see by the number of rebounds she's pulling down each night, it's in her favor.
Park JV, Friday night at 5:30, and then the Central Methodist JV Tuesday night at 5:30, both at the Ketchum Center. Just you want to win. You don't want to stub your toe or play badly and win or those things. So you want to win. You want to look good in winning so you get momentum going into next Thursday. But in the general sense, Coach, when you sit the girls down, what are the things that you want to see over the next two home games?
You know, we've got to work better together. Like I said, better decisions with the ball in our hands, coming down the floor with the ball. You know, defensively, I think they do a pretty good job defensively. We've got to make sure we do a better job covering the three-point line and not giving up, you know, easy three-point shots. But, you know, offensively, we've just got to let the game come to us and not try to force things.
Would you like to see a little bit more balance? Obviously, you know, Cortland getting her 20 to 25 is great. Would you like to see a little bit more scoring balance around her? Do you like the way that the balance of scoring is kind of working right now?
You know, Cortland gets her points. She runs the floor extremely well, and a lot of her points happen in transition for her. But, you know, we've got to make sure we shoot the ball better from the outside. You know, we've got to have other people stepping up and knocking down shots as well. So, you know, Cortland's going to get her points. You know, if we can continue to have our inside game pick up, you know, 10 to 12 points each, and you know, Lily catch fire from the outside, you know, that would probably be the perfect scenario. So if we could get that to happen, then we're running on all cylinders.
It looked like, you know, between Brittany and Lily last night, you know, didn't get a whole lot from those two going offensively, but DK kind of picked up the slack.
She did. She came in and played really well. She did a lot of good things and played very under control. And, you know, that was good to see. I was glad to see her putting the ball in the hole and taking good shots. She had good looks at the basket, too. And, you know, Lily did it. She wasn't hitting her shot, but I think she had four assists and was getting the ball to people. And really what you don't see in the stat line is, you know, they full court pressed us a lot in the second half. And Brittany and Lily had to do the majority of the ball handling there in the backcourt and bring it up and handle that pressure. And you know, they did that. They gave it up. They found people that were open for us to get easy baskets.
We talked last week about the two signees that you got, one from Norbert, one from Hamilton, both very much high-level talent. Just as a whole, Coach, and I know it's still early in the cycle, how is the recruiting cycle looking for you for next year?
We're extremely excited. You know, like you said, we've signed Kennedy Crow from Norbert, just a great all-around player. She can play inside and out. We've got Nora Ford coming from Hamilton, you know, and we know her well. I've seen her a lot at the point guard position, just a true leader with the ball in her hands on the floor. We just got a commitment from Jasmine Taylor out of Bramer. He's a super athletic kid, plays with a ton of energy, you know, fast, has a ton of speed. And so, yeah, we're excited. We've got some other kids we have offers out to, and hopefully that works out for us. And, you know, we'll return quite a bit of our crew from this year. And so yeah, I think it's exciting. We're excited and looking forward to next year already.
I would say, too, that, you know, you talk about having holiday hoops at the Ketchum Community Center and getting kids onto the campus and kind of seeing what the atmosphere is in there and then being able to visit with you with the coaches. I think Jasmine Taylor is a prime example of getting somebody on campus and then meeting them. You get to know them. And I certainly saw you talking with Jasmine along with Coach Collins a lot at holiday hoops. And those things that's very successful in getting recruits.
You know, it is. You know, you're able to build a relationship with a kid, you know, and they become familiar, like you said, with North Central. What's funny is you get kids, we had a girl up who played here in Holiday Hoops and had never seen anything but the gym. And so then when you take them on a campus tour, you know, they're very impressed. Her and her mom were very impressed with our campus and what we had to offer. So, you know, those kids come in and just see the gym side of it, and then you show them everything else that we have up here at North Central, and they get excited. And so, you know, I think Holiday Hoops is a great recruiting tool for us, and like you said, it allows us to build relationships with those girls that come into play and with their families as well.
Yeah, before I let you go, Coach, I know you have connections all over the Kansas City area with your Kearney ties and those things. How does just – because I know that there are some people that just aren't going to be interested in North Central because they're too good, quite honestly, with their level of play, and they want to think D1 and those things. But how does the Kansas City area look for recruiting this year?
You know, there's some good teams. A lot of girls – you know, Liberty High School has a phenomenal team this year. You know, those girls are going higher level than us. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have, so to speak, right inside Kansas City, but we're looking at kids just in the surrounding areas of Kansas City. And so, you know, if we can land the ones that we want, that we have offers out to that just haven't called to commit yet, good things are going to happen for us in the future.
Appreciate the time, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tom.